Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we ask that you would be glorified in our worship tonight. We give you all the praise and the glory.
There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place.
Fill this with your passion. Send your glory.
your passion, let your power, let your glory. Lord, please let your passion, let your power, let your glory fill this place.
Go ahead and thank him tonight for being here. Go ahead and worship him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that was the Cantinas with Mighty Rivers. Welcome, welcome, good morning. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and we are on the air with Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations. We're just going to have a short show today. I just wanted to share a couple of things with you. Let you in on what I've been doing with my own self. I decided that I wanted to talk about sharing some things that were bringing positive energy into your life, ushering out a positive energy in your life. I'm just going to give you 7 little tips today on how to center your life. A lot of people go through so many things in their lives, and they have a swarm of negative energy invading their world, and they don't know how to do things to rid themselves of that negative energy. And I am going to give you some little things, tips on how to change that. I'm going to share with you what I've been doing all week long. I've been getting up, doing a little meditation in the morning. I find it very refreshing just to sit in a calm and a solemn, and a retreat to a place, wherever you may be, to kind of just be quiet, feel, and just listen. A lot of people think that meditation requires a lot of ritualistic, things, but it's nothing ritual about it. It's just, being able to retreat to a quiet space and being able to center your thoughts and your focus, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. I ran across this interesting article by Lisa Marshall. She wrote an article entitled 7 Ways from Sunday, and in that article, it kind of shed some light on the things that it takes to usher the negative energy out of your world. One of the things she says to do is to practice paying attention. Meaning spend 20 minutes observing a patch of earth outdoors. Observe what life lives there. Think of how it came to be and what it takes for it to survive. That may not seem like something that you may be interested in, but I think that is something that you can definitely, you should try out, because it takes your focus off of the negative things that's going on around you, and it causes your mind to go to another place, another atmosphere. It changes the atmosphere, so to speak. So that is one of the 7 ways from Sunday, one of the tips that that I feel like can usher negative energy out of your life. One of the next tips is to practice encountering others. Start a conversation with someone in your neighborhood, a stranger, cashier, at your local market. Exchange eye contact and a smile with someone. And you never know how that changes the atmosphere around you. There are a lot of people that are not very people-friendly, but those are some of the things that you can work on in your life by just practicing, implementing some, certain practices in your life on a daily basis. This program that I implemented for myself that I've been on all week long, I entitled it the 30-Day Rewind. And every day I've been, implementing new words that helps me focus, stay on my focus, new words that helps me continue my path of producing or enhancing a better me. But that's the second tip. The third tip is practice living with purpose. A lot of us don't live with purpose. We take life for granted on a day-to-day basis, and we wonder why that the things that we want to do in our lives, want to accomplish in our lives, we're not achieving those goals because we are not taking the time out to really put our plans into action. And so that is one of the, you know, begin to live your life with purpose. You know, a lot of people don't understand that we are in control of the way our life is going. And I think that is very important for us to understand that you are in control of your own destiny. It goes without saying that God is the strength and the head of our lives, but He requires us to put things into action. I'm reminded of a scripture that says, "Faith without works is dead." So, you know, we can have all the faith in the world, but if we don't do anything to push our dreams forward, then we will not get anywhere. Our dream will just remain a dream. You know, I wrote a blog this week is that dreams visions parked in a stagnant position until you put them into action, until you begin to put everything into motion. So this is one of the things that I think that it requires, that people don't realize that you have to manage yourself, and that's one of the things that I have been doing with myself this week. I wanted to only kind of share with you, you know, some of those things, because I think it's very important for us to learn how to do that, and that's what these seven tips are. The next tip is to practice saying no. Sometimes we always find ourselves overwhelmed with our everyday life, but because we're trying to do too many things at one time. And one of my blogs this week is that, you know, I said that we should learn how to manage our time, our lives, you know, our love relationships, our everything. You know, everything requires some attention in order to successfully dwell successfully in our lives with the things we want to have can remain in our lives. So it all boils down to us learning to say no. It's okay to say no to people when you're unable to do something, because you'll produce your very best when you're trying to do everything all at once with no plan, no focus. You have only so much time to do this and only so much time to do that. That's why we are left with a feeling of being overwhelmed. And but if we decide to make a conscious change in our lives with implementing things that helps us stay focused and centered, then we'll find that our lives will flow more fluently. You'll find throughout your day you're just happy for just, it seems like, no reason at all. You know, I find that since I've been doing that meditation this week, that it's been helping me to stay focused and be less irritable about, you know, just little things. You know, I don't know if any of my listeners ever experienced just being irritated just by the littlest thing, and you don't realize that's something that you need to address in your life, because you should not just go off the handle just for something so simple, not even something huge. There is a way to handle things in your everyday life, and it's just been that the energy that I've been ushering into my life this week with the meditation, with even down to the point of changing the way I eat. I noticed that since I've been doing taking a few moments in the morning to just sit quiet and meditate, how that has kept me from wanting to overindulge in food or fast food. I've been wanting to prepare my food more and to eat different types of things that's healthy for my body. And that's just simply an amazing thing that I have been experiencing my own self. So I kind of wanted to share, do this show this morning on this segment of the Morning Inspiration and Candace Conversations, just so I could share my energy with you. I love to release positive energy out there in the world to people that may not be aware of what actually is keeping them from being the best they could be, so to speak. I just want to take a few moments just to get off topic for a moment and just to acknowledge the guests in the chat room and our global listeners. Thank you, Dee's Boys, for stopping in at the Poetic Energy Radio Show. It's always wonderful to have people tune in to hear our Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversation show. We so appreciate you. One of the things, okay, you said no problem. I'm glad to know there's such a positive things available. Usually we do have a lot of people, Death Boys, that tune into the show, but, you know, there are so many shows on Blog Talk Radio, and then also that we have listeners that don't always sign into the chat room. So it's okay that, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to be able to present this show because people can also listen to it in the archives. So thank you so much. let me go to the next tip, the practice of doing without. Now, a lot of times people, it says, go without power for a day, light candles, dry laundry on a clothesline, sleep by the fire, fill your heart swell with gratitude when the sun comes up. I don't necessarily, agree with those approaches, but I do agree with the approach of practicing of doing without, because this world and society has become so dependent on conveniences. It affects our life horribly. There are so many fast food places, so people no longer like to cook home-cooked meals any longer, and therefore it strips people from being in close-knit families because everybody's always on the go. Everybody's always eating fast food. But if you learn to go without those things, then I guarantee you that you will find yourself getting back into that home setting and your family adversely becoming closer. Another thing, going without, you know, we have these modern-day conveniences. There's nothing wrong with them, but I think that, there are a lot of pros and cons to the conveniences. Like just for a simple watching TV, we have a remote to a TV, so therefore people retreat to being couch potatoes, therefore gaining weight over and over from not being mobile all the time. They have provided a convenience that is a nice convenience, but it makes people stay on the couch watching TV, not ever moving, just clicking and back and forth between channels. And I don't know if that's a good existence at all. And, I can remember times before, back when my grandparents and my great-grandparents were living, you very seldom found a person that was overweight. And I think it was because they ate healthier and they always were working in the field. Everybody was always mobile. Everybody was always on the grind, doing something. You have people fighting for rights. You have people, working in the fields. That's not necessarily something, I want to work in the field, but I'm just trying to make a point here that back in the day, the people were very mobile and proactive in, functioning through life every day. So it's just when you reflect back on those things, you were like, you would make you think that those things were not so bad because, people were having less of heart attacks. Everybody's having heart attacks because, they're manifesting illnesses by just not being mobile enough. But I really like that particular point number five, doing without. But it's okay to go without some things, and it's even okay for us to miss a meal every now and again. They tell us, you know, they have conditioned us to eat three meals a day. I don't know if that's that we really need to eat three meals a day, but I'm not telling you not to eat three meals a day if that's something that you choose to do. But I am saying that you feel like a person can still be healthy even if they ate, you know, one or two meals a day. It's just amazing, you know, because I'm sitting here thinking about how would life be if I was back in the 50s and the 60s. I know there are other issues that were, you know, they were dealing with back then, but for the most part, they still were lively people. They still lived and enjoyed life. A lot of times people today, we really don't enjoy life because we have so many things that we're confronted with. Unnecessarily, you know, but if we took the time to, you know, evaluate our lives and to begin to, you know, say, well, I want to produce and live and be the best person that I can be. So I'm going to take action in my own life and do what it takes for me to do just that. The next point is the practice of creativity. Now, I love this one because this is the Poetic Energy Radio Show. It's not just about poetry, but, you know, my aim is to just positively impact the whole entire human experience, meaning doing anything in your life that you wish to do. That's why we have different shows on different days about different things. But one of the things that I find releases is that I love writing poetry. I love the freedom of writing poetry. And on that note, we have 7 minutes remaining to the show, and I'm going to share this inspirational poem that I came across, but it's by Helen Steiner Rice. It's called "Climb to Your Dream Comes True," and I think this was an appropriate poem for the show. Often your tasks will be many and more than you think you can do. Often the road will be rugged and the hills insurmountable too. But always remember the hills ahead are never as steep as they seem. And with faith in your heart, start upward and climb till you reach your dream. For nothing in life that is worthy is ever too hard to achieve if you have the courage to try it and you have the faith to believe. For faith is a force that is greater than knowledge or power or skill. And many defeats turn to triumphs if you trust in God's wisdom and will. For faith is a mover of mountains. There's nothing that God cannot do. So start out today with faith in your heart and climb till your dreams come true. That was by Helen Steiner Rice. I couldn't have wrote that better myself. I wanted to read. I was working on a piece myself, but I ended up coming across that particular poem, and I said, oh my goodness, I don't need to reinvent the wheel. I'll save this piece for another day, another time. But this particular poem was so appropriate for today, and I just really enjoyed it because it's a piece that allows you to usher positive energy in your life, and it's giving you motivation and giving you insight. But more importantly, it goes in conjunction with our number six tip, is to tap into your creative soul, whether it's painting, whether you want to write, whether you want to be a gourmet cook, dance, do a garden. Find your creativity, and what will happen, you will find yourself experiencing the mystical presence within yourself. You'll connect with yourself, and you'll surprise yourself, and you begin to say, I didn't know that I could do that. You know, writing for me several years ago as a young girl, when I started writing poetry, I didn't know that I was writing poetry. I didn't know to call it poetry being a little girl. All I knew is that I had to pour from my spirit and express from my spirit, and I put it on paper, and it just made something beautiful, you know, that they call poetry. So, you know, 20-something years later, here I am. You know, my name is Poetic Energy, and, you know, I have my own poetry book and more to come. So that's just a wonderful thing. You never know once you begin to reflect within yourself where you will find your gifts and how you can implement that gift in your life to just, you know, keep you focused and centered. You know, you may have your everyday job because you got to pay the bills, but find your creative self so that you can have something to retreat to when you had a hectic day on the job, or you've dealt with somebody that was so confrontational, or, you know, have something in your life where you can retreat to that and release yourself of that negative energy trying to invade your space, invade your life. So that's, you know, kind of concludes, you know, on that thought, because I think it's just important to, you know, find the creative you. The last step is the practice of dreaming. I think it's so important and so essential. I know essentially dreams and visions kind of coincide. I like to say vision, but for the sake of this particular tip, it says the practice of dreaming. I hear a lot of people say to dream big, and I think you ought to dream big if that's what you choose to do, because, you know, you have to, you know, think outside of the box, dream outside of the box, and don't allow anyone else to speak into your thought world to discourage you from dreaming big. It says to write down dreams and pay attention to reoccurring symbols. Honor them as divine opportunities. Again, when you know, God gives us a lot of symbols throughout the day. You know, you may have family or friends being naysayers about the things that you desire to do. You share things that you desire to do with them because you're hoping to be validated by, you know, them supporting you, but that's not always going to happen. Sometimes you just got to live each day, and God will give you little signs. Sometimes God will use a bird to say, you know, to let you know that you are on the right path and where your heart is, where your passion is. And that is simply amazing. And, you know, which goes back to the first step is to pay attention. Pay attention to the signs. If you desire to do something greater in your life, pay attention to the signs that, you know, in the atmosphere around you, outside of, you know, family, friends, and colleagues or whatever, because not everyone is going to be on board with you. That's just the bottom line. It's never going to change. So you have to be the best you can be by pay attention to the signs that God gives us on a daily basis, whether it be signs for, you know, the change in the seasons, the birds and the trees, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, he may send a stranger to you and say, look, I know you've been thinking about doing this thing. Well, God said, go ahead and do it. So those kind of things, you know, you just pay attention to those things. And, you know, a lot of people say pray, but I say pray and then keep it moving and putting it in action, you know, because, you know, prayer without, you know, works is there. You know, faith without works is there, and praying is just not enough. You have to put it in action. You can pray to God all day long to make something happen, but it takes you. That's why we're supposed to occupy this earth till he comes. That's why we're supposed to be moving and shaking every day. Whatever it is you desire to do, get up and start doing it. Write it down. And that will conclude the 7 tips for today. I hope I said something that will encourage you to produce a better or enhance a better you, because I'm certainly doing that. And, you know, on my program, the 30-Day Rewind, you know, come back and join us next week with more of the candid, more inspiration and candid conversation. And I will give you updates on what I'm doing with my 30-Day Rewind, because that's the thing that I'm doing to enhance on a better God bless you, DZ Boys, for coming through. Thank you. God bless you. I hope you can come through. Check us out on our other nights. If you're into poetry, we have a Thursday night open mic night, so I hope that you're able to do that, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have other days that we do other shows, so if you check it out, we'd love to have you. God bless you, and have a wonderful and prosperous day.
That you can.